Chairs No Waiting, episode number 213, A Birthday Visit to Mayberry. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check out all the great Mayberry items they have there. There's all kinds of things for any Mayberry fan in your life. Christmas is coming, or a birthday, or an anniversary, or something that Mayberry fan could be rewarded with something from the Andy Griffith Show. Drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com and find something for them. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting 213 is Tim Bradshaw. Thank you, Tim. I want to thank you for calling in, because that's what Tim did. Tim called in and gave me the idea for this episode, A Birthday Visit to Mayberry. Who am I? Well, I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, your Andy Griffith Show fan podcast. And I want to thank you for spending some time with me here in Mayberry on the internet or wherever you're listening to this. But when I say a birthday visit to Mayberry, what I'm really talking about is a visit to Mount Airy, North Carolina. Now, Mount Airy is Andy Griffith's hometown. It's where he grew up. And, you know, I don't want you to get this wrong. Mount Airy is not Mayberry, but it's about as close as you'll ever find on this good earth. The visits to Mount Airy are always just something I remember and cherish. So I definitely want to encourage you, as a fan of the Andy Griffith Show, to head on over there. Especially, you ought to go during Mayberry Days. Mayberry Days is held the last full weekend of September every year. And that is a wonderful time for a Andy Griffith Show fan to head to Mount Airy, because you'll see Barney walking down the street, and Floyd, and Ernest T, and Otis, and you got some Opies running around. We got Howard Sprague and Goober, and I'm sure I'm leaving off people. I know Andalina, you know, Charlene's daughter. She's there. Briscoe Darling's there. There's all kinds of folks dressed up, tribute artists for the Andy Griffith Show. So head to Mayberry Days if you ever have a chance, because you'll just get a smile walking down the street to see Barney over there giving somebody a ticket, or see Otis walking around showing off his jail cell keys, or whatever that those cast of characters are doing. Floyd's going around cutting people's hair. Of course, I'm Floyd's, and I'm talking like Floyd's another person. I'm the tribute artist for Floyd the barber, so I try not to talk about myself too much. But you'll see me around cutting hair on people. And folks, it's just a wonderful time at Mayberry Days. Now, any other time you want to go to Mount Airy, also great times to go. That you can, because you go there and you go during the day, you can go by and see the Andy Griffith Museum. That's one place that's always open. It's open on Saturdays and Sundays even. You have to check the website, andygriffithmuseum.com, to see what their hours of operation are. In general, they're 9 to 5 on Monday through Friday, and on the weekends, their times vary on Saturday 11 to 4 and Sundays 1:30 to 4:30. Now, those times may change since the time I record this podcast. So go over to andygriffithmuseum.com and check it out. If you go there, you're going to be able to see some of the things Tim's going to talk about that he saw during his visit to Mayberry for his birthday. And you can go in there and see, you'll see Andy's gavel from the courthouse desk. You're going to see just all kinds of things related to the Andy Griffith Show right there. All those items were collected by Emmett Forrest, a childhood friend of Andy Griffith, and they're there in the Andy Griffith Museum. I feel like I have been talking about Mount Airy the last several weeks on these podcasts. I feel like I should be a member of their tourism bureau. But I do want to encourage you to head over there and check out Mount Airy, North Carolina, because last two episodes, 211 was with the Miles that own Mayberry on Main, a store sells all kinds of cool Mayberry things there in Mount Airy. So if you're there, check it out. But you know, if you're online, you can go to weaversdepartmentstore.com, our sponsor. But you definitely head over to the Miles store. Miles, great Mayberry family. Go back and listen to 211 if you haven't heard it. It's a great episode. And then last episode was number 212. We talked to Alma Venable, who owns the Mayberry Motor Inn there in Mount Airy. So I thought it was really fitting that we got a call from one of our listeners, and usually in the chat room on Monday nights when I record this show live. And he called in and told a story about his visit to Mayberry for his birthday. So, you know, I think that's something that you guys would enjoy hearing. And so let's go ahead and hear from Tim. So here's a voicemail from Tim Bradshaw.
Hello, Alan. Tim Bradshaw here. Hey, I just wanted to say welcome back from your cruise, and as well as all the others, but mainly called to say just how much I really enjoyed last week's podcast and the subject of the Mayberry Motor Inn and the interview with Alma. And it just caused me to think back of the first and only time that I've visited Mount Airy, which was on my 50th birthday. On that day, I thought we were going on a trip to Winchester, Virginia to visit some relatives. And as we drove up the road and we came by the exit there from Mount Airy, I told my wife, I said, you know, I'd like to go over there and spend a few minutes and just see what the town looks like. She said, well, let's do that. And maybe while we're there, we can go ahead and have lunch. So here we go. A few minutes later, I'm parked on the street, not probably too far from Snappy's Lunch. And she hands a piece of paper to me that says, happy birthday. And I said, well, what do you mean? She said, well, this is your birthday present. We weren't going to Winchester, Virginia. I wanted to get you up here to Mount Airy because I knew you would like that. And she was right. I did like it. And I was just so overwhelmed at first that we were going to be staying there for the night. So a little while later, we found our way around to the, I think it was the Chamber of Commerce, where Emmett Forrest's collection of Andy Griffith memorabilia was located at the time. And, you know, I had always wondered where in the world some of these props wound up. Did any of them still exist from the show? And as we walked in, I saw the signs off the courthouse door. And I just can't tell you, it was like almost like finding the Holy Grail. I mean, I had envisioned seeing these things somewhere, sometime, and here they were, right there in front of me. And enjoyed that collection so much. And then a little while later, we decided to get down and get some lunch, and we wound up eating lunch at the Bluebird Diner and had a hamburger and some fries. And then it came time to find a place to spend the night. Well, I didn't even know about the Mayberry Motor Inn. As we rode around, I saw it, and I said, look at that, Mayberry Motor Inn. It even has the police car and Emmett's pickup truck parked out front. How cool is that? So we went down, and fortunately we were able to get a room, and just totally overwhelmed by the memorabilia there in the motel. Looked in that one room that was set aside that had Aunt Bee's furnishings from her estate from Siler City, North Carolina. Anyway, we spent the night and woke up the next morning and had breakfast and got ready to check out. And I said, you know, I'd like to really have something to remember this by. And I looked at that key fob in my hand, and I said, Mayberry Motor Inn. I said, I wonder if they would sell me one of these. So my wife walked over to the counter there, and she asked the lady, which I think probably was Alma. We didn't know her at the time. And she asked her if she could buy one of these key fobs, you know, for me, for my birthday. And to my surprise and her surprise, Alma looked at me, and she said, no. She said, you just go ahead and take it because it's his birthday. And she looked at me and she said, happy birthday. So there I was with, you know, a key fob from the Mayberry Motor Inn in my hand for a birthday present. And that's one of the little things that I still treasure to this day. It doesn't take much to make me happy. But anyway, that's sort of how I made my way to Mount Airy, and still haven't made it back yet for one of the Mayberry Days events, but hopefully next year that can happen. But anyway, just want to let you know, still enjoying the podcast and looking forward to each week as they come. And keep up the good work, Alan. Talk to you later. Bye.
Wow. Thanks, Tim. I want to thank you for calling in. Now, Tim's got, he's not only been to Mount Airy and to Mayberry, he's also made a trip, I believe, out to Myers Lake. You know, he's headed out to California and been to there as well, I do believe. Had some pictures of him from there. I guess that was him. If it's not, he'll have to let me know. But Tim, thanks so much for calling in. And I can't tell you how much I remember my first trip to Mount Airy. I remember driving up into town and seeing that sign, Mount Airy, North Carolina. And I started looking around. There was Mayberry this and Mayberry that. I mean, Mayberry Plumbing, Mayberry this. The town really had a lot of stuff like that. But it wasn't until I got downtown and could actually see that street with, you know, Floyd's Barbershop and the Snappy Lunch and just the things right there downtown. Wow. It was just a surreal moment. And of course I'd gone during Mayberry days. So, this was in 1993 when I first went. And I remember walking down the street and seeing, Barney Fife walking down the street there on the other side of the road, and me and my wife going, "Hey, look, there's Barney." And he stopped a group of people over there and started writing them a ticket and giving them what for about, jaywalking or something. But it was just, I can't even describe it. The smile wouldn't wear off my face. I grinned the whole time I was there. And you know what? I've been going back every year since 93. And that smile is always there when I'm in Mount Airy. Just seeing the people I've met over the years, which is what I'm always telling you guys, this podcast, the iMayberry community, all that stuff. It's the people that you get to meet that really makes all this so special. The folks, you know, obviously the tribute artist and all that, they add so much to it. Walking down the street, there come Ernest T. Bass walking down the street at me. You know, just so many things like that, that just added to that Mayberry feeling. But it's really been all the people I've been able to meet over the years that are huge fans of the Andy Griffith Show, salt of the earth type people. You're not alone out there. There's a lot of us, and I want to encourage you, if you have any opportunity, to make your way to Mount Airy, North Carolina. You can drop by. There's a website called visitmayberry.com. It's got all kinds of information about things in the area, things you can do while you're there. You know, and you can listen to these podcasts, and there's all kinds of information there, too, about just the things that are Mayberry-related there in Mount Airy, North Carolina, for you to see. And I don't think you'll be disappointed, especially if you can make it during Mayberry days. So folks, hey, it's a short podcast tonight, but I really, I love Tim's voicemail and just the memories it brought back. And I don't know if I've been able to impart to you how much fun it is to be at these Mayberry events, especially there in Mount Airy. It's a different kind of event. It's about the people. It's about the fans. And it's just different. And it is a wonderful, wonderful experience. And if you can't make it to Mayberry Days, head up there anyway. Go to Floyd's Barbershop. Sit down in the chair and get your picture made. Let them cut your hair. You got your hair cut at Floyd's. My son, you know, he's 16 nearly. He got his first haircut at Floyd's Barbershop in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Even has a little certificate for it. I'm sure I'm much more proud of that than him. But but it's a great, great thing. So, folks, if you've been to Mount Airy and you have memories like that, I want you to give me a call at 888-684-8415 and tell me about it. Or you can go to the podcast website, and there's a leave voicemail link right there. If you have a microphone on your computer, just talk into it and send it to me, and I'll get it that way. You can also, of course, email me at floyd@imayberry.com. You can drop by our website at twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a comment. You can do that. Or you can head over to facebook.com/twochairs and leave messages there, too. Any way you'd like to talk to me, I'd love to hear from you. Folks, until next week, y'all have a great Mayberry week, and I'll see you then. Two Chairs, No Waiting. Bye, guys.